Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today I'm sharing with you my earnestly contending letter for March 2026. It is titled, All the Truth. Bethel Church in Redding, California is led by Pastor Bill Johnson and is famous for all things prophetic. Bill Johnson ridicules the Bible-only position that rejects further inspired revelation. In his book, Dreaming with God, he says, quote, "It is foolish to think, because we have the Bible, the full revelation of God has already been given. We don't need any more." Again, he says, quote, "God is bigger than his book." And yet again, not only are we in need of the Spirit of God to teach us, we are in need of a different view of the Bible. And still yet again, the desire for rigid doctrine is in direct proportion to our inability to actually hear his voice. Bill is pervasive in his attack on a high view of Scripture that sees the Bible as complete and all-sufficient. He says things like, quote, "To value the Scriptures above the Holy Spirit is idolatry." How is that even possible? My Bible college professor taught me that what you think of God, you think of his word, and what you think of his word, you think of God. You cannot separate how you value a person and how you value their word. In recent days, the Bethel world has been rocked by the scandal of immorality, false prophecy, and cover-up. Invariably, wherever there is supposed extra-biblical revelation, there follows great error and scandal. Yes, the immorality involved was vile wickedness, but the greatest scandal is the development of a false theology that puts the Bible down and claims to speak for God beyond the Bible. This is using God's name in vain, and it is the trait of false prophets. In the end, all will be exposed for what they are. Do not add to his words, lest he rebuke you and you be found a liar. Proverbs 30, verse 6. One of the first things I teach new converts is the truth of all the truth, as found in John 16:13, where Jesus says in John 16:12 and 13, "I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come." In context, Jesus is clearly speaking to his apostles and no one else. The "you" of verse 12 is the apostles. After 3 years, he still had much more to teach them as apostles. But at this point, they couldn't take it in. However, Jesus went on to say that when the Spirit comes, he will guide you, the apostles, into all truth. The "you" in verse 12 is the same as the "you" in verse 13, namely, the apostles. All truth in verse 13 is more literally all the truth, as the Greek has the definite article. This is speaking about a definite body of truth. The Spirit would guide the apostles into all the truth, New Testament truth, that Jesus wanted to share with them. All means all. When John, the last living apostle, died, all the truth had been given through the apostles. See Jude 3, 17 and 18. Well, from there, I go to John 17:20, where Jesus, in praying for the apostles, made this statement. John 17:20, "I do not pray for these alone, the apostles, but also for those who will believe in me through their word." All future believers would come to believe in Christ through the word of the apostles. We trace what we believe back to the apostles. The faith will continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, Acts 2:42, nailing down the truth that all the truth was given through the apostles protects one from a host of error. It protects you from any supposed further revelation from cultists like Joseph Smith and it protects you from many errors of those on the scene in charismania who claim to have extra-biblical revelation from God. Thought. This is from Charles Spurgeon, who says, "Semi-lunatics are very fond of coming with messages from the Lord to me, and it may save them some trouble if I tell them once and for all that I will have none of their stupid messages. Whatever is to be revealed by the Holy Spirit to any of us is in the Word of God already. He adds nothing to the Bible and never will. Let persons who have revelations of this, that, and the other go to bed and wake up in their senses. I only wish they would follow the advice and no longer insult the Holy Spirit by laying their nonsense at His door." Charles Spurgeon. This is Pastor Dwight J. Oswald earnestly contending.